Going to read now another poem from that wandering period, which I've read not so very long ago, but some of you seem to like it, so I'm going to read it again. It's called The White Calf, and it does depict an episode, quite literally depict an episode that actually occurred in the course of my wandering life in the late 40s. Outstretched upon the sandy ground, beneath the trees, beneath the stars, we watched the silver full moon round dapple the earth with silver bars. After long toil and tardy ease, how sweet it was at last to lie silent beneath the moon-blanched trees, feeling the stillness of the sky. With sleep at last our lids were sealed, and all the night long we had lain, but loud from heaven the thunder pealed, and down in torrents rushed the rain. We scrambled up, the stars were fled, the wind was straining at the trees, and whip him up our sandy bed in wavelets like a stormy seas. Into a narrow shed of clay, with cow dung and uneven floor, for shelter then we groped our way, and shivering bedded in the straw. Chill through the open doorway blew the wind, and with the wind the rain, while we, for more we could not do, huddled beside the sacks of grain. Above the thunder boomed and crashed, and all without was dark and drear, save when the fitful lightning flashed and showed the tumult we could hear. At length, by weariness oppressed, in spite of cold and wind and rain, sprawled on the floor with placid rest, we slumbered till 'twas day again. Then, as the dawn's first rays did fall, bright through the open doorway wide, turning my head, I saw a small white calf still sleeping at my side. Nestling upon the same soft straw as I, with head to hoof he lay, so peacefully that one who saw could hardly keep the tears away. To me that small life did impart a kind of aching tenderness, such as may fill a mother's heart to see her infant's helplessness. And in the deepest depths of me, I felt that I had understood, in one clear flash, the mystery of universal brotherhood.